This is the Taylor Report. It is CIUT 89.5 FM. Phil Conlon is here. Phil Conlon has a program each Wednesday, CIUT Classical Underground. Phil, yes.
Yeah. Can I ask you about the recently completed trip of Vanessa Beely? She really got across the country. She got to a lot of places, and she delivered a message that, of course, some people don't want us to hear.
You attended. I reported on that.
Right.
Speech.
And I have to say that in the middle of all this, there was a lot of embarrassment for the powers that be when the interview that President Assad of Syria gave to the Radio Italiana, which they then chose to suppress, got published anyway, and it's all over the internet now, and anybody can watch it. So
they should watch it. All these people who claim to be interested in a free media and hearing all opinions and points of view, of course. You're absolutely right. And when you say it's all over the internet, I still probably have to work a little bit because there are little tricks of suppression that go on. That's a great story, by the way. All journalists who are conscientious, big, important qualifier, should be doing follow-up on how a major Italian network would involve itself deeply in the process of interviewing the president of a country which has been under attack now for 8 years, which is all kinds of many stories of all types, as wars will produce, atrocities and tragedies in every direction, refugees. And so here they get the interview. And they do the interview, and then they themselves suppress their own interview. So when people puff up their chests and talk about our values and the Western world, etc., particularly as the idea that we're bearing some kind of torch of light and freedom, it's to run into the door or open the door and find it's just malarkey. You know, that's where we are. Anyway, on Vanessa, we should stress how successful her visit was, and we have to note that there were people who are pain, it hurts their ears to have someone tell them that actually Syria is a victim of aggression, that the aggression is sponsored by a neighboring power called Saudi Arabia, which is not a beacon of democracy, and by Washington, which is definitely not a beacon of democracy. She documents the ways in which the war has been sold. It hurts their ears, and therefore they want silence. They wanted her not to be able to talk. Well, she did talk. She spoke in Hamilton. She spoke in Toronto. She spoke in Ottawa. And she spoke in Montreal to good crowds. And those who attempted to stop it, somehow they try to make themselves, in a way, the story. These are people who are, as a kind of what they call a snake in the grass. Most of their operation is not seen. It's phone calls. It's trying to create fear, etc. And this comes at a time when we're hearing all about how democratic we're free and other people are not free. I just read a story about a refugee said, "Oh, I want to live in a free country like Canada." Well, in a free country like Canada, earnest people trying to get the truth, their notion of the truth out about Syria, find they can't rent a hall. They have things closed on them and all that. So in other words, it's a battle. Bringing up Bertrand Russell's old observation that in Western world, you have your freedom until you need it, and then you don't have it anymore. But for those who tried to undermine Vanessa's, I'd call it a victory tour, there's a proverb, the dogs bark, but the caravan passes. She came, she spoke, and was appreciated, and I would say the Canadians who didn't get to hear her, that's partly due to the fact that you have neighbors who don't believe in freedom of speech. They love to suppress, which is very, it's tragic. And we're talking about it on what is called alternative radio. CBC is not going to discuss this at all. She didn't come and go, as far as they know. They wouldn't report it as a story. Isn't that a story if somebody says, oh, I phoned and I scared the librarian and now they're going to have to move the meeting? Isn't that a story, CBC? Don't you want to follow up on that, people who do that? No, because you're colluding with the people who suppress speech. And yet, you get your budget based on, you know, you're a little beacon, you're a little place where people get their reliable information. They were seeing to it that reliable information wasn't available. So I think that in talking about it, I congratulate Vanessa on her work. And by the way, further on that, she's involved in and exposing the whole subject of chemical weapons, the use of chemical weapons. There's a tremendous debate going on, but wonderful people. Is it Peter Hitchens, the brother of the other Hitchens, the wrong Hitchens? Well, Peter Hitchens, he writes beautifully. And he has taken this matter up. And I don't know what his paper is. He's a conservative, but he too has a conscience, and he doesn't just follow party lines and all that. He has done a terrific job of saying and exposing the ways in which this organization that looks into proliferation of chemical weapons. Really doctored their own report.
Right, that's the OPCW, which is supposed to be an international agreement staffed by many, many countries, in theory.
Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons.
Yeah.
And there were, now we know, there's WikiLeaks again. No wonder Assange is in a dungeon, is because WikiLeaks has released documents which were made up part of the report. 20 of the individuals who went on site to look at the place, DOMA, I believe is it, where the alleged chemical weapons attack was, 20 of them said that their work was distorted, and it was not the report that they, in other words, the report contained observations which they didn't agree with. These are the author of the report. Read Peter Hitchens. I'm just Phil Taylor, Taylor Report. Read Peter Hitchens. The author of the report was not part of the team that went there. And so this is important stuff. Canadians will not hear about it until they've had a meeting in the dungeons of the CBC to decide how they're going to spin this. But at any rate, I would say to them, you got a mess on your hands, because a lot of really bright people, like Mr. Greenwald
Intercept. Sign?
Intercept.
Yes.
There is a Blumenthal of Gray Zone, and Caitlin Johnson, who is a wonderful, what do you call her? She writes great leaflets. She really goes.
She's a pugilist. I mean,
what's the word?
I call her a pugilist because she really mixes it up.
Really smart and very, and your children can't read her essays because she punctuates her remarks with a lot of obscenities. But this is 21st century, so we get to do that. Anyway, a bunch of people are on this matter, and Vanessa is one of the leading people on it. You'll hear about it later, maybe 6 months from now by CBC. You're hearing about it today on the Taylor Report. There's some other matters we need to talk about. We have Mr. Corbyn, and I hope he stays on for some time. I would, in terms of reaction to it, I think we should point out that he got snookered, as we said on Friday's morning show. You were going to have a general election where you talk about the programs of the parties for the British masses. But instead, we talked about Brexit. And that, I'm afraid, was a trap. And Corbyn could not escape because his own party is deeply divided. So had he done what was his original inclination, if you follow his personal history, he was never one with any enthusiasm for the European Union, for the very reasons that ordinary British citizens had concerns. That is, power held by courts and executive bodies and committees in Brussels who could tell the British population, despite their democracy, you cannot grow those crops. You can only have this many workers of this type. In other words, it became a bureaucratic situation, very dangerous. And if you will lead, if you believe in popular democracy the way Jeremy did, does, then you were leery of that, and you wanted to change that. So, but the bit was in the teeth of the other party, and they went, they turned it into, you know, Brexit, and we do it. The Labour Party, he decided to try to hold it together. This despite the fact that the people he was trying to hold together were biting his ankles while he's trying to walk or calling him dirty names. He was smeared. It's incredible that Barry Corbyn, Bernie, I mean, anyway, I got him now, I'm turning him into Bernie Sanders, that Jeremy Corbyn was completely smeared. I mean, false stories about him completely. And the Labour Party, instead of saying, you're a bunch of lying scum, and we're going to come after you, they all said, well, we've appointed a committee to look into this. And they, it's like in boxing when a guy come out of the corner and he says to his opponent, your shoelaces are untied, and the guy looks and he gets bang. I once saw that in a fight, but it does actually happen.
Well, it kind of happened here, didn't it?
They said to the Labour Party, your shoelaces run tight, and they all said, oh, really? And whack, they got beat. So it's sad, but now we all inherit this, and they, as Phil, you alluded before, now we're going to hear from the Scots and the Welsh and the Irish. And Boris is going to be saying no to all of them, and they'll bite him. This is not going to be pretty. You're going to probably see a situation similar to what Spain is experiencing. So we'll have to wait and see how it unfolds. But at any rate,
Phil, if you have a minute, could you talk a little bit about this business at the International Court of Justice with Myanmar and Gambia? I don't know the connection between the two countries, but somebody figured one out. That would be a good gambit from Gambia. And these accusations, and how do you have a trial in 2 days over something as complex as this? And
well, it's just the opening.
Oh, yes, that's just the opening. Okay.
It'll be a long, miserable show.
Yeah.
And CBC already has their commentator lined up, Bob Ray. Mm. He's a government man, and he'll explain the whole thing to you. He will not. We talked about it on the show previous. Now we've had the appearance of Suu Kyi. In my opinion, everyone should go and watch her presentation. It was very dignified, very intelligent, very helpful. I love the Western theme writers who say Suu Kyi, the Myanmar leader who fell from grace, because, and they mean by that the United States government or Congress doesn't like her, and the Canadian Parliament unanimously doesn't like her. I have to tell you guys that that doesn't mean anybody's fallen from grace. The only people embarrassed there were the Canadian Parliament. She had put in, I think, 15 years of house arrest, certainly a long time of house arrest, and now the sort of childish writing about this is to say, well, how could this be that the military that had her under house arrest, she now defends? Well, let's suppose you're an objective person. She, seeing the situation, agrees with the military about the question. This, we have a question in a region of Myanmar, and it is her opinion that matches that of the military. So she says that. She doesn't say, I hate the military for mistreating me. Now I'm going to tell a lie. What kind of brain do the people write those lines have? She's telling the truth as she sees it. And they are not properly reporting what the problem is. It is indisputable, we covered it on the Taylor Report, that there's an organization called the Arakan Liberation Salvation Army. It launched attacks on the army of Myanmar. And that led to bloody fight, and well, the deaths of many soldiers. By the way, if somebody launched an attack on Canadian soldiers from inside Canada, Canadians would get upset. They really would. And they probably wouldn't be terribly passionate about civil liberties, civil rights. They would want to know who did that. And the headquarters of the group that did it, the Central Committee, is in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia. And now Gambia has brought action. Gambia is 2 million people. It has brought action, and it is being seconded by the Islamic community of countries. And that would mean Saudi Arabia. The silent partner, or the not-so-silent partner of Gambia, is Saudi Arabia. And the Arakan Liberation Army that attacked the Myanmar army has its leaders are from Saudi Arabia. That's where they make their home base. So this is, people ought to keep, see, I'm not doing the legal part of it. I'm just telling you, keep your eye on the ball. What is this all about? Bob Ray, in speaking of this the other day, he's a government expert, he said, what the Africans are doing here, see, that's a sleight of hand. Watch it, Bob. I caught you. What do you mean, the Africans? Gambia is a country in Africa. They are not the Africans. That's a little trick you played. And you're not going to get away with it. I mean, and she is not isolated. She has, if you want to count the population of the earth, the great majority are supporting Suu Kyi. It's true, the Canadian Parliament is not, but that she fell from grace in the Canadian Parliament. I hope I do the same thing. This has been the Taylor Report, and it is CIT 89.5 FM. We wouldn't be here at all if it wasn't for Jessica, so we thank her. We'll see you next week.